You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ahead of the release of their new record, The Window, out everywhere on the 25th of August, I'm now joined by lead singer of Rat Boys, Julia Steiner. Julia, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been sitting on this record for a while. In the run-up to the album's release, how do you try and keep all the excitement and all the nerves at bay?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I don't think we're too nervous about it. We've, like you said, we've had the record finished for a while, and I've been itching to, you know, share it with our friends and our family ever since we approved the final masters a while ago. So I still think that's like one of the main reasons I like to write songs, is to like share them with the people I'm closest with. And so that's always going to be an exciting prospect whenever we near a release date. But yeah, I mean, we just keep, you know, rehearsing and practicing the songs, and every time we play them, whether or not we even realize it, I think like a new little wrinkle develops, or just kind of a new belt of experience goes around our waist. So it's nice to just kind of keep chipping away and seeing what these songs have to reveal to us over time. It's fun.
That kind of takes me into with what I'm going to ask you next. And with this record being a long time in the works, and writing-wise, this time it being a much more collaborative process with all the band getting involved in writing it, are there any songs that started off completely differently to how they're ending up on the finished album?
Ooh, that's a good question. Sonically, definitely. I'm thinking of a song like Morning Zoo, the second song on the album, where structurally it's the same, but with the instrumentation, the demo is extremely bare bones. It's just us. We didn't really have a ton of ideas going into the studio. We kind of just wanted to see what happened, and we ended up adding violin and a ton of keys and piano and percussion, and you know, it just, and that's like the beauty of going into the studio and being intentional and having that time to experiment and mess around.
This was a bit of a first time for the band of getting out of Chicago and going to work in Seattle. Now, as well as going in for those 3 weeks and just bashing out the songs, getting them done, getting to play around with them a bit, what was that like as a band, just to get out there and go and do something a bit different?
I mean, yeah, it was huge for us. I mean, the four of us are very close. Being in that environment together was something that I think we were all really excited about, just because in the past, you know, when we've made a record, we would go home at night, which is great, but also, you know, maybe the next day someone would say, oh, like, I have a dentist appointment, I can't come, you know, or something. And so we weren't all in the studio every day together, whereas this time we were all driving across America to go make an album, and we were there for that sole purpose. And so when we would wake up every day, it was everyone knew exactly where we were in the process. Everyone was going in at some point, if not all day. And the nature of the studio that we recorded in, it's a pretty small space. It's pretty cozy. It's kind of like shaped like a big diamond. And so the live room is one triangle and the control room is another triangle. And we were all kind of just stuck in this triangle together, you know, like we were all on the couch. We each had our own little spot on the couch, and we were listening and providing input, and it was much more collaborative, like you said.
And stuff like that of getting out and going somewhere else to go and record a record is kind of the stuff that every band dreams of, and only a few are fortunate or able to go and do that. How important is something like the Patreon for that to become a reality for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're totally right about that. It was a pretty substantial investment in ourselves. Like, we financed this whole recording process on our own. We were like, well, if, you know, instead of trying to spend, you know, toil for months and months finding someone to pay for this, like, let's just save up the money we've been able to make. Like you said, with the Patreon, we found a couple other unexpected, like, income streams during lockdown. Like, we were doing Twitch shows and able to scrape by a few $100 from that each month. I didn't really ever foresee us, you know, having a Patreon in the pre-2020 world. We were at home and just had all of this kind of pent-up energy to be out there physically, and we wanted to connect with people. And so the main thing that it serves for us right now, sense of community and connection that we've been able to establish with this, like just being able to like talk with people and have more of a direct line to our fans and people who have like become our friends through this process, it's very exciting. Shout out to our Patreon and all the people who have helped us along the way. We couldn't do it without you.
Sticking with connections, but going back to the record, the theme of The Window, appears throughout this album, so much so that it's even the title, and we've already heard the title track from it. When in the writing or recording of the album did it twig that this is A, what is going to be the main theme throughout the record, but also what the album is going to be called?
Yeah, I love that question because I am a title nerd. That's always one of my favorite parts of writing a song is choosing what it's called, which is so insane. And sometimes I choose the title before I write the song. Yeah, I mean, so that song came about probably smack dab in the middle of the writing. So that would have been, yeah, like spring of 2020. And that song right away, it kind of, in the extremely cliche, cheesy songwriter sense of things, it kind of wrote itself. Like it was this story that happened in my real life of my grandpa saying goodbye to my grandma through the window. And it was something that I just felt an immediate like urge to document. And so that song was already extremely important to me. Like, and then I showed it to the band and it, I don't know if we necessarily said this out loud, but we felt that it was a priority to work on it. And then to answer your question about when did we decide about titling the record that, and not, that was a later decision. We were originally going to call the album Making Noise for the Ones You Love, which is the title of the first song. But in the studio, I think it was Chris Walla, who we recorded with, who suggested maybe calling the record The Window after that song and kind of having it be like the centerpiece on the track list. Yeah, it worked out and it made a lot of sense to me because that song just feels like a very kind of clear emotional statement. It's one that we're really proud of.
As a massive vinyl nerd, is there like an ultra clear variant of The Window?
So that's the plan. Oh God, you're catching me off guard because I can't exactly remember. We did four colors for the first press and I can't remember if one of them is that, but that is a plan that is definitely happening. And it's this, as a vinyl nerd, you might be excited to know that this is a double LP because it's 47 minutes long. It's slightly too long for a single disc. The people at Top Shelf Records have gone above and beyond to help us make this LP sound good and not have to cut a song. So it's three sides and then the fourth side is a little etching.
I'm assuming that one of the places that you will be able to get said vinyl is at your shows. So records coming out, once it's out there in the world, is it just hitting the road, playing the songs in front of as many people as possible?
Yes. Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, we're giving ourselves about 3.5 weeks in between the record release and hitting the road for a tour. Hitting the road in September, we're starting out in a city in Illinois called Champaign-Urbana, which would have been our first tour stop on the doomed tour of March 2020. So that'll be a nice little redemption shot for us right off the bat. Of course, we were so lucky to be in the UK and Europe last spring supporting Julian Baker. And so very excited to get back there in November. And Glasgow's like, I think the second stop on our tour, maybe third. So we'll be fresh from America, ready to rock. So hopefully not too jet lagged. We'll see.
Yeah, really looking forward to catching you on that tour come November. Julia Steiner from Rat Boys, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and best of luck with The Window.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.